Hello and welcome to Spire Junior School's Send Information Report. Question 1. How does the school know if pupils need extra help? In Year 3, class teachers liaise very closely with Spire Infant School to decide which children need support. Before the start of each academic year, every child is looked at individually. Assessments from the previous year help to decide which children need extra help with their learning. Children who need outside agency support are identified. Also, children who need help with social and emotional issues are identified and support systems are put in place through pastoral provision. Question 2. What should I do if I think my child has special educational needs? You should come into school and see Ms. Sharman, who is the Special Educational Needs Coordinator. This can just be for an informal chat initially, where Ms. Sharman will listen to your concerns. Ms. Sharman will then speak to your child's class teacher to get a better picture of what is happening in the classroom and will complete a monitoring period. Once Ms. Sharman has gathered information about your child, she will contact you to explain what she has found out, and if necessary, your child will be placed on the Send Support Register. Your child may receive different or extra provision in school. Question number 3. How will I know that the school will support my child? If your child has special educational needs, you will be regularly informed about progress and provision that has been put in place for them. Your child will have a one-page profile and will be set individual targets termly. You will be invited to a meeting with Ms. Sharman each term to discuss your child's targets and review their progress. All children's provision and targets will be stored on an online system called Provision Map, which will be regularly reviewed and updated by both Ms. Sharman and the class teachers. Question number 4. How will the curriculum be matched to meet my child's needs? If your child is on the Send Support Register, Ms. Sharman will liaise with your child's teacher. Class teachers will differentiate work in lessons for your child. This means that the work your child is doing is carefully matched to his or her ability. Sometimes it may be appropriate to make a task more practical. For example, in a math lesson on using money, coins might be used. In a writing lesson, your child might have vocabulary cards to help them write sentences. If you would like more information on the school curriculum, please see your child's teacher or Ms. Sharman. Question number 5. How will I know how my child is doing? You will be invited to parents' evening twice a year to discuss your child's progress with his or her teacher. Ms. Sharman will also be available on these evenings if you have other questions about your child. Also, if your child has a one-page profile, this will be reviewed termly and you will be informed whether your child has met his or her targets or not. If your child has an educational healthcare plan, he or she will have an annual review. Your child's progress over the past year will be discussed and your child's views or thoughts will be taken into account so that they are involved in setting targets for the next year. Question number 6. How will you help me to support my child's learning? Every child is an individual. We want all parents and carers to support their children as well as they can. We might ask for your support with homework tasks or learning spellings. In order to help with social and emotional issues, we may ask you to implement structure and routines at home. If we are able to make a referral to an outside agency to support you, we will do that too. And we can signpost other services such as the Derbyshire Local Offer. What support will there be to support my child's overall well-being? At Spire Junior School, we strive to ensure that all children are happy at school. If your child needs extra support, he or she may receive support from Gail Hancock, Joanne Bolton or Laura Harrison, who are all part of the pastoral team. This may be individual support or group work to build self-esteem and social skills. If you have any concerns at all about your child's well-being, please come into school and see Ms. Sharman. We also have an ELSA, which stands for Emotional Literacy Support Assistant, in school. If children need support with their emotional health and well-being, one-to-one sessions can be arranged around areas such as self-esteem. Question number 8. What specialist services or expertise are available at or accessed by the school? If we feel that your child needs extra support, we may seek the advice of another service. These are the services that we currently use, but services accessed depend on the needs of children in school at any given time. The Educational Psychology Service, the Service for Physical Impairment, the Service for Vision Impairment, the Speech and Language Therapy, and CAMHS, which is the Children and Adults Mental Health Service. We also have support from an Inclusion Advisory Teacher who will come into school to work with Ms. Sharman and the teaching staff. In some cases, they will also do direct work with children. Question number 9. What training have staff had to support pupils with special educational needs? Staff supporting pupils with special educational needs access training when required. Recent training has been delivered around supporting children with trauma, demand avoidance, differentiation and high quality first teaching, producing smart targets and training to support children with autism. Question number 10. How will my child be included in activities outside of the classroom? Spire Juniors is an inclusive school and all children have the opportunity to be included in activities outside of the classroom. Special provision may be put in place. For example, extra adults may support children on school trips. Adaptations may be made to equipment to ensure children with a physical disability can take part. Question number 11. How accessible is the school environment? The school has an accessibility policy and is fully compliant with current regulations. We have disabled toilet facilities and access to all areas of the school has been enabled with the use of ramps. Question number 12. How will the school support my child in starting school and moving on? When starting school, Ms. Sharman will meet with the staff from Spire Infant School to discuss individual children and how to ensure a smooth transition. Some children are offered extra visits to our school to enable them to be more comfortable with their surroundings. When pupils start school in September, Key Stage 1 data is used to identify children who might require additional support. Parents are invited into school to meet with Ms. Sharman to discuss how individual children's needs can be met. Pupils are closely monitored in the first term to see if the children still require support once they have settled in. When transferring to secondary school, transition meetings are held with the staff from secondary schools. Extra visits may be arranged for children who require more support. All relevant information is passed on to their new school. Question number 13. How are the school's resources allocated and matched to pupils sent? The school budget received from Derbyshire Local Authority includes money for supporting children with special educational needs. Mrs. Vernon and Ms. Sharman decide on the deployment of resources for special educational needs and disabilities. They discuss all the information they have about SEND in the school, including the children who are getting extra support already, the children needing extra support, and the children who have been identified as not making as much progress as would be expected. And from this information, they will decide what resources and training can be supported and what is needed. Question number 14. How are decisions made about how much support my child will receive? The class teacher and Ms. Sharman will discuss the child's needs and what support would be appropriate. Different children will require different levels of support in order to help them make progress and achieve their potential. Question number 15. How will I be involved in discussion and planning for my child's education? We believe that your child's education should be a partnership between parents and teachers, and therefore we aim to communicate with you regularly. You will be able to discuss your child's progress at Parents' Evening, and you are welcome to make an appointment at any time to meet with either the class teacher or Ms. Sharman and discuss how your child is getting on. Question number 16. Who can parents contact for further information? The first point of contact will be your child's class teacher to share your concerns. You could also arrange to meet with Ms. Sharman. If you have any concerns at all, please contact us and we will do our best to support you and your child. Question number 17. Who is the named governor for special educational needs? This is Mrs. Lisa Blakemore, who is part of the governing body. Question number 18. What should I do if I have complaints about special educational needs provision? At Spire Junior School, we have an open door policy and would encourage all parents and carers to work together with us. However, where parents and carers have concerns about our school's provision, they should arrange to meet with Ms. Sharman in the first instance. Parents or carers will be referred to the school complaints policy and complaints should be made in writing to the school in the first instance. They will be handled in line with the school's complaints policy. If parents or carers do not feel satisfied with the school's response, they can escalate the complaint. To see a full explanation of suitable avenues for complaints, please see page 265 to 267 of the Special Educational Needs Code of Practice. Thank you.